Who would have thought the uncomplicated guy from the gas station would carry so many hidden layers? Depths that scared me, if I was honest. But I couldn't just leave him sitting in that ache. He'd carried me this far, making the plans, creating the moments that kept us moving forward. Now it was my turn. "Come with me," I said, tugging his hand. "Where are you taking me?" "I'm going to show you my world." He followed me out of the bar into my car. Because of the nature of our secret relationship, Scott couldn't pull up to my front gate and pick me up. We had to meet in parking lots all over the county, and then I'd usually hop into his truck and off we'd go. But tonight, I'd met him on Sunset Strip, a midpoint for us, and for once, he got in my passenger seat. We drove until the noise of the strip faded and the neon signs gave way to sprawling coastal houses. I parked in the driveway of a small one-story beachfront bungalow. I didn't have the key, but that didn't matter. We weren't going inside. Kicking off my heels, I grabbed Scott's hand and led him down a narrow path between tall hedges.
"Michelle," he whispered. "Not that I'm against trespassing, but..."
"We're not trespassing." I shot him a look. "This house belongs to my father."
"Right." Scott paused. "And if he shows up, am I running or taking the hit?"
"My father would never get his hands bloody, and don't worry, he doesn't come here. No one does."
"Then what's the point of owning it?"
he asked. "It's prime real estate," I shrugged. "He bought it a few months ago, plans to tear down the existing structure and build something new."
"What an amazing use of extravagant wealth," Scott mumbled.
"Am I sensing a little negativity here?"
"No, just being a sore loser."
"Well, don't be," I said, leading the way. "Did I complain when you took me to Cosmic Nights at the roller rink? You said you liked it." "I did, but only after I got used to the idea of putting on smelly $2 rental shoes that had been worn by thousands before me." "My point is, even though I'm pretty sure I got scabies, I didn't complain. And we had fun. So put that negativity away and I'll show you a good time, starting with this." I swept my arms wide as the path opened and the beach stretched out before us. Moonlight glazed the water in a silver sheet. The surf was softer here, muted by the cove. If anyone could appreciate a quiet stretch of ocean, it was Scott. A smile swept over him, relaxing something in me. I finally understood why he took me to places he'd seen 100 times before and treated them like they were new. Because seeing something through someone else's eyes does make it new. Beaches like this had always existed in my world, and I'd taken them for granted. But tonight, it felt different. Like maybe this place could give Scott something I couldn't. I took a seat in the sand, and he dropped down beside me, close enough that our shoulders brushed. We sat there listening to the waves breaking.
"I shouldn't have said anything back there," Scott admitted.
"Why not?"
"Because it's not like I sit around crying about it. Shit happens, you move on. And it isn't anyone's business but my own."
His words came out rougher than I think he meant. "Am I just anyone?" He blinked, thinking. And then his smile widened.
"Michelle Carver, there's no one like you."